English class, Bhagavad class, Srimad Bhagavatam class in the temple room, and Hindi Prabhachan will be in the Krishna Hall, Prasadam Hall. Indian speaking people can go to the Krishna Hall. English speaking people can stay here. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Kabijana Pallava Ivana Dari Yasoda Nandana Vrachana Randana Yamuna Tira Manandari Yamuna Tira Manandari Yamuna Tira Manandari Yamuna Tira Bhaktijana Mallava Ivana Dari Sodanandana Bhaktijana Mallava Yamuna Tira Manandari Yatira Manandari Jaya Radha Madhava Vindhya Bihari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Pantagodi Vaishnavrindi Ki Namacharya Sri Haridasa Kaur Ki Anjali Vrishi Krishna Shaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gaurava Sri Vasudeva Gaur Bhaktivedanta Ki Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopi Gopinath Samakun Radhakun Giva Govardhan Ki Samaveda Bhaktivedanta Ki Gaur Premananda All glory to some of the glories. All glory to some of the glories. All glory to some of the glories. All glory to Sri Sri Guru and Rama. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 20, Text 39, 40, and 41. So I'll just read the translation for 39 and 40 because there's no purport. And this is prose verses, so we can't recite them in unison. 39 says, translation, on top of Loka Loka Mountain are four Gajapatis, the best of elephants, which were established in four directions by Lord Brahma, the supreme spiritual master of the entire universe. The names of these elephants are Vrishabha, Pushkachuda, Vamana, and Aparajita. They are responsible for maintaining the planetary systems of the universe. Oh, they did it. Started the Padyatra program in India. They always had an elephant. Hasti, elephant, Hasti. And the great crowd pleaser. They would draw a big crowd. People were like to see elephants because they're so big. Elephants are so big, but at the same time, they have a very small brain. So a big elephant can be controlled by a very small man. And an elephant and his, when he's a baby, they put his stake in the ground and they tie his leg up so he can't run away. And when the elephant grows up, he doesn't know that he's got enough, he's got the strength, he can pull the stake out of the ground very easily. But he doesn't do it. He thinks it's still there. Anyway, that's in the material world. But these elephants are different. These elephants are the best of elephants, and they're Gajapatis. They're in the, maintaining the four directions, responsible for maintaining the planetary systems of the universe. Text number 40. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the master of all transcendental opulences and the master of the spiritual sky. He's the Supreme Person, Bhagavan, the super soul of everyone. The demigods, led by Indra, the king of heaven, are entrusted with seeing to the affairs of the material world to benefit all living beings in all the varied planets and to increase the power of those elephants and the demigods. The Lord manifests himself on top of that mountain in his spiritual body, uncontaminated by the modes of material nature. Surrounded by his personal expansions and assistance like Vishvasena, he exhibits all his perfect opulences, such as religion and knowledge, and his mystic power, such as Anima, Vanima, Mahima. He is beautifully situated, and he is decorated by different weapons in four hands. So here's describing how the Lord is situated on top of the mountain, known as Lokaloka. And he's there maintaining and all the material world. But he's not subject to the influence of the material energy. He's uncontaminated by the modes of material nature. Now today's verse, text number 41. Kapam eva vasham gatha esha bhagavan atma yoga mayaya vichirachita vivida lokayacha kopiya jeti artaha. Word for word, you can repeat. Akapam, for the duration of the time of creation. Evam, thus. Tesam, appearance. Kata, as accepted. Esha, this. Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality Godhead. Atma Yoga Mayaya, by his own spiritual potency. Virachita, perfected. Vidvida, Loka, Yatra, livelihood of various planetary systems. Gopiyaya, Gopiyaya, just to maintain. Iti, thus. Artha, the purpose. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The various forms of the Supreme Personality Godhead, such as Narayan and Vishnu, are beautifully decorated with different weapons. Lord exhibits these forms to maintain all the varied planets created by His potency, personal potency, Yoga Maya. purport. In Bhagavad Gita 4:6, Lord Krishna says, Sambhavami Amamayaya. I appear by my internal potency. The word Amamayaya refers to the Lord's personal potency, Yoga Maya. After creating both the material and spiritual world through Yoga Maya, the Supreme Personality of Godhead personally maintains them by expanding himself in different categories as the Vishnumurtis and the demigods. He maintains the material creation from beginning to end, and he personally maintains the spiritual world. Amaya Tiram Dasya Jana Jana Slakaya Sakshimitam Jena Tasmei Shigurvenoha Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Tapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupaga Damayam Tanti Swapatantikam Maum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Shimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamane Namaste Saraswati Deve Varani Charni Navase Shunvari Haskachade Skarni Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Aruni Chananda, Shri Advaita Garadhar, Shri Vasate Gaur Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this verse, this chapter is called The Structure of the Universe. So, in our headquarters, Sridhar Mayapur, they're building the temple of understanding, to following the instructions and the explanation given in this fifth canto, The Structure of the Universe. And this is to show the world that the modern scientists, whatever they say, is not correct, because living entities, material world, have four defects: imperfect senses, subject to illusion, cheating propensity, and imperfect senses. What was that? Imperfect senses, cheating, illusion. What's the other one? Make mistakes. So because they're scientists, they have imperfect senses, they have so many instruments and so many things they invented to try to understand the material world. But because of imperfect senses, their instruments are also imperfect. So to understand how this universe is structured, they can make a very attempt, but it's very poor, very unsophisticated. But Sukada, Sri Vyasadeva, you can borrow the Srimad Bhagavatam, he had a understanding. This is one of the requirements. Purana has to have 10 subject matters. So the structure of the universe, this is a question asked by Maharaj Parikshit, how the universe is structured. So Sri Vyasadeva, Sukadeva Goswami, explained this to Maharaj Parikshit for his benefit and for the benefit of the whole world. So there's two energies that are comprise the creation. One energy is Yoga Maya, and the other energy is Mahamaya. Now, when the living entity, the jiva, We are a marginal potency. There's the internal potency, external potency, and the marginal potency. The internal potency is the spiritual energy, external potency is the material energy, and the marginal potency is the living entity. So the living entity is marginal because it means he can either be in the material world or in the spiritual world. It says in the 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita that there's the two kinds of living entities, the fallible and infallible. Those who are in the material world are fallible, and those who are in the spiritual world are infallible. So the living entities in the material world are fallible because they are subject to repeated birth and death and are bound up in the material world. And we know Bhagavad Gita says, Daivyesha Gunamayi Mama Maya Taravaya Mameva Tepa Pajante Mayam Etam Tarantite. This divine energy of mind is very consisting of three modes of material nature, is difficult to overcome. But those who surrender it to me can easily cross beyond it. Krishna also says those who are bewildered by demoniac and atheistic view, in that deluded condition, their hope for liberation, the fruit of activities, and culture and knowledge are all defeated. But on the other hand, there are the Mahamas, Mahamanas tu mam partha, daivim prakriti mahashritaha, jyantyantya manaso, yadvam bhutadim avyayam. Those who are not deluded, the great souls, under the protection of divine energy, they are fully engaged in devotional service, as they know me as the Supreme Personality Guided, original and inexhaustible. So the conditioned souls are under the influence of Mahamaya. And even if they study the Vedas, says one may study all the Vedas, but if he doesn't come to the conclusion that Krishna is the Supreme Personality Godhead and doesn't have any bhakti, then it's compared to someone owning a cow that doesn't give any milk. And so many universities and colleges around the world, when they have the departments of Indianology, and they study all the scriptures, and they quote scriptures and Vedanta, but because they don't have any bhakti, Krishna says, bhakti mama vijananti, I can only be known by devotional service, because they don't have any bhakti, because they're not following any principles, because they're sinful people, ordinary people, even though they have so much jnana or knowledge, and they have a PhD and so many degrees, still, because they're under the influence of Mahamaya, they are covered. And even though they read all the Vedas and they read all the different literatures, still they can't get the proper understanding. One time Prabhupada was talking to a group of scientists in his garden in LA, Los Angeles. So he said, we are saying, you say you don't know who God is. So we're saying Krishna is God, so why don't you take it? So they couldn't respond to that. That was a little bit over their heads. But it's true, they read all the Vedas, but they don't come to the proper conclusion because of this covering of Mahamaya, which covers a living entity. And this verse describing Krishna, the appearance of Krishna, it says, Ajopi sin atyatma, Bhutadim Ishwara Pisan Pakritim Sva Adhistaya Sambhavami Amamaya. Although I'm unborn and my transcendental body never deteriorates, and although I'm the Lord of all living entities, I still appear in every living in my original transcendental form. Whenever and wherever there's a decline in religious practice, Sananda Bharata, Brahmana arrives to be a religion, at that time I descend myself to deliver the pious, to unite the miscreants, as well as to reestablish the principles of religion. I myself appear millennium after millennium. Then this verse, Janma Karma Chame Divyam Evam Yo Veti Taptaha Chakva Deham Punar Janma Natima Meti Suarjuna. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. And Srila Prabhupada considered this to be one of the most important verses in the Bhagavad Gita. So, this is when one comes to Krishna consciousness, it means we're declaring war on Maya. Every living entity is bound up by Mahamaya. But when you come to Krishna consciousness, you take up Krishna consciousness, the process of Krishna consciousness makes it so Maya will give the conditioned soul some relief from her grip, Mahamaya. But this is what Krishna consciousness is all about, becoming under the influence of Yoga Maya and getting out of the influence of Mahamaya. But generally, people in this world are under the influence of Mahamaya. When Srila Prabhupada went to America, he immediately noticed that all the people were in the mode of passion and ignorance. And he prayed to Krishna, how will they ever understand this philosophy? These people are so much engrossed in mode of passion and ignorance, and their only business is sense gratification. So somehow, Prabhupada still made the endeavor to preach Krishna consciousness, and after struggling for some time, he eventually established the International Society for Krishna Consciousness and in New York, and it expanded to San Francisco, and then it expanded all over the world. So this was due, not due to the material energy, this is due to the spiritual potency. Srila Prabhupada himself, being a pure devotee of Krishna, was able to transform conditioned souls into devotees or bhaktis of Krishna. And also, since he was sent by his Guru Maharaj's first meeting, 1922, Srila Prabhupada met his spiritual master, Bhakti Siddhanta. And Bhakti Siddhanta ordered him to preach Krishna consciousness in the English-speaking world. At that time, Srila Prabhupada was a householder and had many responsibilities. Srila Prabhupada had many responsibilities, and he didn't know how this was how this instruction would manifest, or how it would be possible for him to preach Krishna consciousness in the English-speaking worlds. But anyway, Srila Prabhupada took that instruction to heart, aka Guru Nandana. In the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, the verse says, one pointed attention. This verse was Prabhupada, gave Prabhupada inspiration to preach Krishna consciousness all over the world. And eventually, he prepared himself after meeting his Guru Maharaj for the first time and took that instruction as his heart and soul. And even though he was advanced age of 70 years old, he left Vrindavan and he went to the west, took care by a cargo ship, took a boat from India to America. Very troublesome experience. But anyway, he always felt the presence of his spiritual master, and he prepared himself and was not under the influence of Mahamaya. He was always on the spiritual platform. And because he's on this spiritual platform, he could tolerate all kinds of inconveniences to spread the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Vairagya Vijaya Nidya Yoga, Nidya Bhakti Yoga. So this is the reason that first the Yoga Maya, here it says the Yoga Maya is the internal potency of the Lord. So in the Ramayana, the Ram Lila, it's very famous in India, Ramayana, the Lord Ram was vanquished in the forest for 14 years by his father. So Ram, Sita, and Lakshman, they went to the forest under the order of his father. At that time, Ravana, the big demon, Ravana, who had 10 heads and had been given a benediction by Lord Shiva that he could not be killed by anyone in the world except for a human being. So Ravana thought himself immortal. And Ravana was also attracted by the beauty of Mother Sita. So at one point, when they were in the forest, Ravana sent one golden deer. And Sita requested Ram to bring that deer to her. But Ram didn't want to leave Sita unprotected. So he left Lakshman to protect Sita. So Ram went to the forest to bring that deer. But then they heard his voice calling for help. So Lakshman had to leave Sita. And he made a circle around the ashram, a fire circle that no one could enter. But the demon Ravana came there dressed as a sadhu and enticed Mother Sita. Somehow he was able to kidnap Mother Sita. So, of course, Lord Ramachandra was playing the part of a human being. And the only one that could kill Ravana was a human being. So, Ravana kidnapped Sita, took her to his capital, Lanka. And eventually, Lord Ramachandra was able to recover Sita and bring her back to Ayodhya. But Mother Sita is the goddess of fortune, and she is under the influence of Yoga Maya, not Maya Maya. So it's not possible for anyone in the material world to come to touch Mother Sita or kidnap Mother Sita. So the the fire god, arranged for a illusory Sita. The real Sita went to the planet of the sun, the fire god, and Ravana kidnapped an illusory Sita. due to Mahamaya. So seated is under the influence of Yogamaya, not Mahamaya. So then when Ram brought Sita back, he put her in the fire and test whether she was the original Sita. And the illusory Sita entered the fire, the original Sita came out of the fire. Then 5,000 years ago, Lord Krishna appeared in this very place, in Gokul. And before his appearance, he ordered Yogamaya to go to Mathura and enter the womb of Devaki. It was predicted on the wedding ceremony of Krishna, of Vasudeva and Devaki, a voice from the sky said that the eighth child would be the cause of the death of Kamsa. And Kamsa was driving the chariot of his sister on the wedding occasion. So Kamsa wanted to kill Devaki on this, right there, on the spot. But Vyasadeva convinced him somehow or other not to do that, and he said, "I will bring all my children to you and you can do whatever you want with them." So that's what happened. So Vasudeva, he brought six children were born to Devaki, and Kamsa killed those children. Then the Lord ordered Yogamaya to go enter the womb of Devaki and transfer the soul in the womb of Devaki to the soul of Rohini, who was living in Vraj, in Gokul, along with the other wives of Vasudeva. So Yogamaya did that, and then it appeared that Devaki had a miscarriage. So this was to fool Kamsa, because it was the eighth child that was going to be his, kill him. So in this way, he couldn't understand that the next child was going to be Krishna, was going to kill him. So then Vasudeva took baby Krishna. He took birth again, next birth, as four-handed Narayan. Then he transferred himself into the baby form of Krishna. And simultaneously, Mother Yasoda and Devaki gave birth to children. But Mother Yasoda was sleeping at the time of delivery of the baby. She did not know whether it was a boy or a girl. So Vasudeva, to protect his son from the hands of Kamsa, and by the influence of Yogamaya, the prison, he was in prison, he was able to walk out of the prison and bring baby Krishna, Vasudeva Krishna, to Vrindavan, to Gokul, and transfer that baby, change the baby with the girl. So this is by arrangement of Yogamaya. Actually, Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. It says Krishna never takes one step out of Vrindavan. So actually, he was born simultaneously. Krishna and his sister Subhadra, Yogamaya, they were born together simultaneously, but he was not manifested. So when Vasudeva exchanged the baby for the Yogamaya, or the sister of Krishna, he became the son of Yasoda, Ananda Nandan Krishna. And this way, Krishna always remains in Vrindavan. And then when Vyasa brought the child back to Mathura, Kamsa understood that this was another child, and he thought this child was going to kill him, even though it was a girl. And it was supposed to be a boy who was supposed to kill him. So Thompson tried to kill Yogamaya by dashing her against a stone. But she flew up into the sky, and she chastised Kamsa, said, "You fool, the child is going to be your death, has already been born somewhere else." And then she assumed many different forms in this material world, such as Durga, Kali, and Kanyani, so many different forms. Worse people worship Yogamaya, or worship these forms for material benefits. This is Mahamaya, not Yogamaya. But the gopis, they wanted Krishna as their husband, so they worshipped Katyani and did a vrat. And they only ate Havishan, which is rice and dal with no spices, for 1 month, and to get the mercy of the Lord. But they worshipped the Yogamaya Katyani, not the Mahamaya Katyani. So in this way, Yogamaya acts according to the will of the Lord. And the Lord's pastimes here in Vraj are under the direction of Yogamaya. And Purnamasi, she's also considered Yogamaya. So also at the temple, Govindaji temple, which was built by Rupa Goswami, there is a murti of Yogamaya underground. You go to the old Govindaji temple and you ask the pujari there if you would like to see Yogamaya. They will take you down and show you Yogamaya. So this Yogamaya is the spiritual potency which arranges all the pastimes of Krishna. And Krishna's pastimes are eternally going on here in Braj. And his Leela is are going on, like the sun is shining, always shining somewhere. So Krishna's pastimes are always going on somewhere by the agency of Yogamaya. So here it says, not only does the Lord appear, but he's maintained the material creation from beginning to end, and he personally maintains the spiritual world. So he's maintaining both the material and spiritual world simultaneously. Here he's on top of the mountain along Loka, and he stays there to maintain the material world, and he's also having his pastimes in the Vaikuntha Loka and in Golok Vrindavan. And it's all due to his different multifarious energies, mainly Mahamaya and Yogamaya. So there's much more to be said about these things, Yogamaya, Mahamaya. But by taking to the chanting in this age of Kali Yuga, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. He said, "Hari Nam, Hari Nam, Hari Nam, Kevalo, Kaluna, Stevana, 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 Gati, Ranyata." In the age of Kali Yuga, there's no other way of chanting the holy name. Hare Krishna, 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 Hari Hari, Hari Rama, 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 Hari Hari. So if we want to stay on the spiritual platform and not be influenced by Mahamaya, then we have to try to follow the instructions of our spiritual master, follow the instructions of our previous acharyas, Guru Shastra, and Sadhu. If we live this way and use our intelligence in this way, then we can maintain stay on the spiritual platform and not be influenced by material energy and not engage in sinful activities. It says that even if someone falls down by accident, if he's rightly situated, engaged in devotional service, Krishna will excuse that person. And he should just, if he continues his devotional service. It also says that those who are under the influence, one who practices celibacy and does not fall down in any circumstance, Brahma Bhuya Kalpate, comes to the level of Brahman. So this means that as long as we're in the modes of nature, passion, goodness, and ignorance, we can't be on the spiritual platform. There's always a chance of being influenced by the modes of nature. If one comes to the pure Shuddhasattva, pure goodness, that means one who does not fall down in any circumstance, then he is rightly situated. Then he can become Krishna conscious and go back home, back to Godhead after this life, not to take birth again in the material world. So, Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki, Srila Bhagavatam ki.